Uh-oh.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits.
I'm Ray Foley, there's JP.
Hiya.
And technology correspondent to the stars, Jess Kelly is here.
Oh, hi.
She's just back from the south of France, guys.
Right.
She's back from the south of France, where she was sunning herself with her celebrity friends.
Oh, was Pat Kenny there?
Pat was there.
You're always palling around.
Andrew
with
Gilligan
Pat.
Was there. All the greats.
Are you joking? Was Pat actually there?
No. You're so gullible.
It's a minibus of News Talk staff going around Nice.
Ciara Kelly was
like
driving.
They're on mad money down there. Spending the last weekend before the kids go back to school and on a boat in the south of France. Yourself, Pat, Andrea Gilligan, and Denise from TV3. Sickened. Colour me sickened. This is the thing, though. I was creeping on Facebook, and when you see people you know that they're linked to each other as you, and you're not with them, you're going, hang on a minute, how come they're friends? They shouldn't be together without me. I'm not okay with it. 0874 100 102. I've got a lovely break in the Heritage to give away, actually, for your stories, your observations on this. Are you cool with seeing your friends, your separate friend groups connecting without you? I've got a lovely two-night stay with breakfast on both mornings in the Heritage Hotel, just 20 minutes from Kildare Village. It's the perfect spot for the ultimate getaway. Relax in the thermal experience, including their state-of-the-art salt cave and sauna. Enjoy a delicious meal at Blake's restaurant. And they've got group suites as well, which is a great idea. So the whole gang can go. Theheritage.com. There we go. Niamh says, next level outrage. 087-4100-102, by the way. Next level outrage. I saw a picture of a girl I used to go to school with in a different county on a current friend's Instagram. I said to myself, how do they even know each other? It doesn't matter that I haven't seen the first girl in 16 years. It still hurts from Niamh. Niamh, I'm 1,000,000% with you. 1,000,000%. I'm not getting into this. This is my radio show. This is not my therapy session.
I go on.
I have a friend.
See the way he just said, I'm not going to get into this. We all knew that was lies. We knew it was dishonest.
Please do continue.
He's about to get into it.
No, 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 no.
I couldn't possibly.
No, I don't want to burden you with it. I'm not going to do it now. I'm genuinely not going to do it. I'm going to be strong for once in my life. Chris has texted. Say hello to Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Chris says, were you ever creeping on someone's page and asking your friend if they know them, or just general creeping when your friend starts liking the pictures using your login while they're supposed to be just looking? From Chris.
Oh, I would not be okay with that. No.
I have found that I'm not getting to that either, so.
So we're wrapping early today.
And that's our show, ladies and gentlemen. Matt's on the way. Do you ever be creeping or just on Facebook or on Instagram and you're on the app on your phone, like last thing before bed, and then you fall asleep?
Yeah.
And then when you wake up, you see that you've hit like on 15,000 different things.
The accidental like.
Because been asleep and tapping hearts the whole way along.
The accidental like gives me the stress rash up my neck.
Yeah.
And then you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning going, I can't believe I accidentally liked that picture at 2 o'clock in the morning. What a creep.
And I have to get rid of it. And then when you get rid of it, they get another notification saying that you've... Oh, oh my God.
No, I can't.
Do you want some voice notes?
Go on then.
Who have we got? Madeline should be over there. Madeline, talk to me. 0874 100 102.
So, I had a friend, let's call her Ali, and I saw that she had a shared mutual friend called Eva. And I was like, oh, Eva, Ali, I didn't know you two knew each other. At which point Ali said, oh yeah, we both have the same sperm donor for our kids.
Oh my God.
I don't care. I don't care whatever you say next, Madeline. You are clearly already the winner. I mean, there's no doing any better than that. Same sperm donor. There's a coincidence.
Which is fine for Ali, as I knew her kids were sperm donor, but I had no idea about Eva's son having been born that way.
Oh my God, the goss.
That's good goss.
So then you need to pretend that you don't know anything about it then after the fact. Youch. Let me call her back.
I gotta make a call. Gotta make a call.
It's ringing.
All names have been changed for the purposes of radio.
Well, this is it. You gotta change the names.
Yeah.
Hello, madam. It's Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Ray.
Yeah. So this whole thing happened on social media. It was a Facebook it happened on.
It was all on Facebook, yeah.
But it wasn't like you were being a snoop or being nosy or anything. It was just that it just came out that way because of the connection.
Yeah, they both maybe liked my photo or something. And yeah. Whatever, we both liked Ali's photo, let's say. And I was like, oh, I didn't know you guys knew each other.
Can I ask another question, right?
Yeah.
What kind of person becomes friends with someone because they happen to have the same sperm donor? Like, that's kind of, isn't that a peculiar sort of, it's like, oh my God, I really like that sperm donor. Yeah, me too. In that case, let's be friends for the rest of our lives. It's an unusual, did you think?
Yeah, it is unusual. There's a whole story there too. There was like a
Let's just everybody pump the brakes for just one second.
JP's beginning to sweat. Protecting pride. Hey, I tell you what.
Oh, yeah. No details. It's just, for whatever, this didn't happen in Ireland.
All right.
People who don't live here. But they all knew each other because the sperm donor had several children and they actually kind of formed a little club. They met the sperm donor as well. So you go to the cinema and stuff sometimes. With the kids would, so these half siblings who weren't actually growing up together. It was interesting, but I did not know about Eva's child being part of that group.
Wow. So this is so just 100% because JP is crying in the corner and cradling himself back and forth as the producer and editor of the broadcast.
Thanks, Ray. Thanks.
This did not happen in Ireland, and there's not Irish people we're talking about.
And not Irish people. In that changed the name.
Yeah. Yes. In that case, you've won the weekend. Great news, guys. JP has kept his job.
Thank you for that, Madeline.
It's worked out for everyone.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Madeline, that was a roller coaster. I thoroughly enjoyed it. For you, I've got a two-night stay with breakfast, both mornings and dinner and an evening in Blake's Restaurant and the lovely TheHeritage.com. Enjoy the break.
Amazing. And Ray?
Yes.
Love the show.
Ray Foley.
Much obliged.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show. Hey.